Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's time to get the bigger picture, and it seems like this global rally that we've had is beginning to lose a little bit of steam.
Yes, what goes up must come down, I guess. And that is even taking place in the cryptocurrency space. You are looking at Bitcoin plunging nearly 20% overnight. So you've got the ECB also warning about worrying signs of financial conditions and all that as we set up for next week's events. You've got an OPEC Plus meeting where they will be deciding what to do on the production front. To get a bigger picture, I've got Jeffrey Holly. He is the senior market analyst at Owenda. Morning, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Black Friday, Jeffrey. What's on your shopping list? I think investors are looking for signs of strength in consumer spending. Do you think they'll get what they want? A catalyst, a strong start to holiday shopping?
Yeah, look, it's also Cyber Monday as well. So I'm looking at it as both days. So it'll be Black Friday followed by Cyber Monday. The data over the last few years shows 20% year-on-year growth. So we're looking at about $146 to $150 billion is going to be spent on these next 2 days in the United States alone. The difference this year will be that a lot of the buying will be online for obvious reasons. But that does also allow us to track the actual consumer spending a lot more closely as well. So, I mean, the markets will be looking to see that spending holds up. The risk is that Cyber Monday and Black Friday don't meet expectations, and that may cause concerns that the US economy is slowing down quite rapidly because of all these COVID-19 restrictions. But I actually think the more likely effect is that everybody's going to go crazy and shop for things they don't necessarily need.
Well, let's see if that happens come Monday. And you are looking at markets starting to fizzle out. There has been some euphoria at the start of the week, and that is starting to fade. Do you think this is a chance to buy on the dips?
Yeah, it is. Look, I think it's very important for your listeners to understand that global asset prices are being held up by global monetary policy, i.e. 0% interest rates by central banks all around the world and quantitative easing. That is going to keep pushing asset prices higher in 2021. So stock markets, other asset markets, they are buys on the dip. They're not. We're not seeing the top of these rallies. This is going to keep on going as long as central banks keep flooding the market, the world economy with free money, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, we've got a lot of liquidity in the markets. And of course, the good news around vaccine candidates, that could push markets even further down the road. And talking about buying on the dips, what's your view on Bitcoin, Jeff? Is that something to go into? Because overnight, we saw it just barely, nearly touching its record high, just $7 away before it took a plunge of nearly $3,000. What do you make of this huge move?
Look, I think with Bitcoin, it's a speculative asset. It's not something that really should have a place in investors' portfolios. I mean, when you look at Bitcoin over the last month or 2 months, actually, there's a lot of $1,000 to $1,500 US ranges. That's not when you see ranges like that, that's not a serious financial asset that you put in your investment portfolios. So I think you need to take Bitcoin for what it is, which is something you speculatively play in, it's with money that you can afford to lose. It's not something that you put your retirement savings into. I think the rally this month has been entirely sort of Dutch tulip, FOMO, fear of missing out, speculative. And what we've seen is with the US on holiday, after it failed to break those record highs, everybody has run for the exit door at the same time. No liquidity, and here we are $3,000 lower. So I always suggest that people tread very carefully with these cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, you've got markets or people comparing to the last time it plunged, and that was nearly 3 years ago. A bit of a bubble possibly building up for Bitcoin again. Looking ahead next week to what's happening, we've got OPEC Plus meeting, and this is against the backdrop of actually rising oil prices. I'm looking at Brent just under $48, WTI under $45, and it just touched 8-month highs recently. So if you look at oil prices, there's this rising price, and you've got the vaccine progress. brightening the economic outlook. How does this set up the meeting? Will they be stepping away from production cuts?
Look, there is some noise in OPEC. The UAE, Iraq and Nigeria are all asking for larger quotas. Russian compliance hasn't been great either. But I think the net outcome will be that they extend these production cuts for about 3 months to the end of March. What's happened with oil prices over the last month is it's been speculated that the rise has been on an improving outlook in the world economy due to the arrival of these vaccines. It's not actually because of a material change in consumption in the world economy as yet. And I think that's how OPEC Plus will look at it. They'll go, yes, the rally has been driven on hope rather than reality, and thus they will hold their hand about production increases. But that should still be supportive for oil prices at these levels.
Yeah, quite a bit of hope being priced in recent weeks into oil prices.
Correct.
And talking about what's coming even further down the road, what about hope for the European region? You've got ECB last night issuing fresh signals that they might be gearing up to do more on the monetary policy front. And you've got an ECB chief economist saying there's some worrying signals around financial conditions. Help us unpack what's going on here. What's making them so worried about what's going on in the region?
It's a negative feedback loop. With COVID-19 rampaging across Europe for the second or third wave, whatever it is, all these national lockdowns going on across Europe, the domestic economy is going to shrink again. The consumption's going to fall. That will reduce the need for loans and for finance from both business and individuals. Therefore, if the banks see a drop in demand, they may worry that the economy is slowing and then tighten their lending criteria. This becomes a negative feedback loop where finance just tightens, even though the ECB is busily doing quantitative easing at a biblical scale. So this is something that the ECB is going to try and unlock. And what they will probably do at their meeting is send quite a strong signal that they are right behind the financial system, and they will probably increase the quantitative easing program either by buying more bonds or extending a lot more very cheap loans to the banks, so long-term loans, which is what they've been doing for the last couple of years. So, yeah, this is the thing about it. You get into these negative feedback loops, and then you can get into a deflationary spiral like we've seen in Japan for the last 30 years, and they don't want that to happen.
Yeah, that policy meeting 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks away on December the 10th, something to watch out for potential new moves from the ECB. We've been chatting with Jeff Hawley. He is the Senior Market Analyst at Owanda. Jeff, thank you so much for your time today and have a great weekend in advance.
And to you guys, thanks for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.